Okay, we are back. Jim Gould is on the line with us. Now, Jim has been with us on Talk Floor for any number of years. He's been out of pocket for a stretch. He's back with us, and welcome back, Jim.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Let me ask you about the distribution sector. I guess for decades, manufacturers have been selling direct. What are your thoughts? How is this whole sector going to play out going forward?
Well, there I have a little different view than most people, but you know, for my whole career, I was told I was the worthless middleman of the marketing chain, and yeah. Everyone was advertising. We sell direct. You don't need that extra profiteer in the center, the wholesale distributor. Well, what's interesting to me in the shift of business is that manufacturers are literally becoming giant distributors. The major manufacturers are sourcing product as much as 50, 60, 70% of their product, and manufacturing only a smaller share of their total sales. So where the manufacturer was the one that was quick to say, we don't need distribution, they're now sourcing overseas or domestically and marketing as though they were selling it, and no one's the wiser, they have literally become the distributor. So what does that do to the distributor? I feel this is the biggest opportunity a distributor has ever had in our marketplace, that they can go out and go to China, create a relationship, do their due diligence, and come up with a supplier that is the same supplier that the big hitters, the manufacturers, mm-hmm. and I don't care if it's Armstrong, Mohawk, Shaw, they all have sourcing people that are finding products for them. So they're nothing more than a distributor, but they're adding on a profit that's much larger than the distributor needs to just source and buy containers and distribute. So my feeling is that the distributors have an opportunity if they really understand the import market and start doing global shopping. Now, the extension of that is that the customers, as I just mentioned before, are becoming more national in that, the retailers. You have the Home Depots, Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators, Floor and Decor, as well as the national builders. Well, they don't want to deal with a regional player. They want to put together programs for the country. That doesn't mean the same products and the same colors across the country, but it means one supplier that they have to deal with instead of 10 or 15 wholesale distributors. So my vision is that we are going to end up with a national distributor, not just a loose association yeah. or affiliation of companies, but there will be a national distributor that will be able to stand toe-to-toe with major manufacturers and offer product throughout across the U.S. and have the efficiencies that a Mohawk or a Shaw have in their logistics and trucks and software and sourcing people and everything else. So you're not duplicating that between 15 regional distributors. Yeah. So I think it's a great opportunity. I think that's the way the industry is going to eventually move. If you look at the UK, there's a company called Headlam Group. Headlam started maybe 40 years ago, and today is the largest distributor in Europe. They own locations in Switzerland and Netherlands and in the UK, and they service all of Europe. I think that's going to happen in the U.S. eventually.
It almost seems curious to me that that hasn't happened before now.
Well, I think the reason is that the traditional distributor is a regional guy. It's a family-owned business, and it's maturing now. You're getting much larger distributors, and I think we're going to see a conglomerate or whatever, someone will start rolling up distributors. I'm not talking about the guy in Georgia who's going to buy the guy in Alabama and expand that way. I'm talking about someone that's really going to put together a national organization under single ownership and management and and appreciating the regional differences that, that our country has.
Yeah. Might that be somebody who decides to put this together based on a number of distributors that already exist now, regional type distributors? Is that
absolutely
a possibility?
Absolutely. It'll start that way. It'll be through acquisition. It'll be relatively quickly once they start it. And by the way, I mentioned the Headlam Group in the UK. That's a publicly traded stock. It's a very successful company, very profitable. And in order to get that big, they had to go public. And I'm sure that this operation would be similar. Now, those distributors you asked me about that would want to sell to the group, they may maintain some ownership in the conglomerate,
yeah,
not in their own piece. But to me, it just makes all the sense in the world. And the customers, first of all, the manufacturers are thrilled with the concept. I've worked on this idea for a couple of years now, and manufacturers want more than the handful of choices of the large manufacturers that are sourcing around the world. So they would welcome something like this. And I think the home builders and the big boxes and everyone else would also like to have one other option of who could supply them stuff that they've acquired from around the world. So it, to me, it's a fascinating concept. It's been in the works for decades, and I think we'll see something happen in the next year or two.
Well, it makes total sense, and as I said, it made sense 5 years ago.
We actually tried something about 10 years ago where we were just going to form a relationship with maybe 10 distributors around the country, and it just didn't work. It because we tried to do it as an association, more or less, it didn't work because everyone wanted to be the king of their own castle.
Yes,
so
yes.
To try to get a series of castles around the country, we couldn't do it. It fell through, but the idea of having a conglomerate where everyone throws their or sells their company into this one distributor makes a lot of sense to me.
Do most distributors at this point have relationships with Asian manufacturers?
I wouldn't say most. I would say there are probably 10 to 20% of them that have direct relationships where they've been over and they've worked with these people for years. They've been in their factories. They know the owners. That's a small percentage of the distributors. I will never forget a Midwest distributor saying to when I said to him, "Let's go to China. I'll introduce you to some manufacturers." He said, "Oh, they'll find me." And this guy was in a small city in the Midwest. I said, "They're not going to find you. They don't even know where your state is on the map any more than you know which province their manufacturing facility is in." So if you want to do this thing right, you've got to travel the world and find products. And there are plenty of people that will give you direction. But you can't do it sitting behind a desk in some small city.
It seems like my brief experience in Asia that most of the providers are anxious to talk with distributors and others from the U.S.
Absolutely. And they have no concept of the U.S. And what is the best strength that the distributor has is knowledge of the U.S. And they are just totally befuddled with how do you do business there. I've seen companies in China lose millions of dollars trying to break in, and they just don't know how to do it. So the distributor is needed and wanted over there, and they welcome them with open arms. So the opportunity is there.
That's interesting. I'd like to talk to with you about this six months, a year down the road, and see what's developing.
I bet you in 6 months something will have happened.
Excellent. Let me ask you, you had mentioned Lumber Liquidators, Floor and Decor, and I think Tile Shop is another player. What's happening in that sector? And I can remember having Stuart Hirshhorn on, and he said, because Lowe's and Home Depot aren't building new stores anymore, or at least that they're not building very many, that a lot of the growth that they were taking is being taken by Lumber Liquidators and Floor and Decor. I have to imagine that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I would. I didn't hear Stuart say that, but yeah, I would agree with him that there is an opportunity out there, and the millennials would feel much more comfortable in a Lowe's or Home Depot or Floor & Decor shopping than they do in the mom and pop, Harvey's floor covering store. So, I think that is happening, and these chains are going to become bigger and 500, 800 stores in them. So, we'll see growth in that segment.
But do you think that much of the growth that's taking place in the floor covering sector is being consumed by these guys?
Yes. Yeah, I think you look at the growth of Floor & Decor, you know, from when they started, it's a fantastic story. Lumber Liquidators ran into a buzzsaw with their issues, and Tile Shop has had some issues too, but
yeah.
It's a different concept, being focused on ceramic and stone. But yeah, I think Floor & Decor has it together, and they've created something pretty worthwhile.
Well, I guess they're certainly giving the independents a headache, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
As you say, millennials would prefer shopping in a store like that.
Yes.
You piqued my curiosity with this national distributor idea. That ensures we will have you back here as soon as we can.
I'd be happy to anytime, Dave.
Jim, it's great to have you back, and we missed you. And look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. We've been talking with Jim Gould, a well-known international consultant in this business. And this is Top Floor TV.